This is Traveling to Bluegrass, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America. Here's Alan Watts.
As we continue the agritourism edition visit at Goats and Cloves with the Kentucky Tourism Arts and Heritage Cabin, we talk with Natalie Houston about the garlic they raise on the farm. Houston says they tried other crops before settling on garlic.
We cannot grow corn and we cannot grow tomatoes to save our lives. So thank God, because everybody else has them and they do it a lot better than we do. But garlic is where we found that we excelled.
Houston says growing garlic reminds her of home.
I'm originally from California before I joined the Army, and right outside Gilroy. And so we used to have the asparagus festival and the garlic festival. And so it's kind of a throwback to home for me, because now we have our own little home garlic festival here.
She says they grow several varieties of garlic.
Hard necks and soft necks. We really focus on the spicier versions that you can't get at the store or from other vendors. And we really like the bulbs when they're nice and big and spicy, and you can just bite into them and know that you're getting that bite of garlic. It's good.
Traveling to Bluegrass will return in a moment.
Grass, weeds, and small brush are no match for our legendary Bush Hog rotary cutters that are sure to meet your needs. Whether it's corn stalk shredding, pasture maintenance, roadside cutting, or lawn care, Bush Hog brand rotary cutters are famous for their durability. So famous that there are many imitations, but nothing beats the original. Only Bush Hog rotary cutters are tough enough to wear the Bush Hog brand. Available at your local Bush Hog dealer, H&R AgriPower in Hopkinsville, Russellville, Owensboro, Morganfield, and Mayfield, Kentucky.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
You're listening to Traveling to Bluegrass with Alan Watts, brought to you by H&R AgriPower and Farm Credit Mid-America.
Natalie Houston says they started growing as an organic certified farm and still use those practices.
I find that organic practices are the best that for our family. It is more expensive for the inputs, for the seed. It is a lot more labor intensive, especially when you're talking about weeding. Weeding is manual. We flame weed.
She adds they're continuing to expand the size of their garlic crop.
We planted 60 pounds of seed last year, so I think we ended up with about 400 pounds. So we ended up with about 400 pounds of garlic this year.
Follow Traveling to Bluegrass on Facebook and X, and listen to podcasts at youragedge.com, Apple, and Spotify. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling to Bluegrass.